Okay, let's begin with Menachas Daf Pei Aleph. Menachas Pei Aleph, and we are on the bottom of Pei Amid Beis here in Perek HaToda, a couple of dafim left to the eighth parak of Maseches Menachas, this parak that's all about the Karban Toda. Again, throughout the Masechta, if we remember, there's been various topics that we have discussed. Most of the prakim have been about general halachas relating to Karban Mincha. We had in the second half of the third parak of HaKometz and the fourth parak, we had different Shas topics, a lot about tefillin and Sefer Torah and tzitzis. That was the end of the third and the fourth parak. The fifth parak, we got back into general Menachas. The sixth parak for Rabbi Yishmael was all about the Karban Omer. That's why there's a different order in Mishnayos we mentioned, because one might think that that shouldn't be there, but either way, the sixth parak we have it is about the Karban Omer. And then the last parak, seventh parak, we got back into general Menachas issues, Eilu Menachas Nikmatzos, and finally we got into Toda issues, Parak HaToda, back on Daf Ayin Vav, that we are still in now, as we continue for another couple of dafim. Okay, so we'll start with Peyam Abeis, where it says Simen. Simen, we know a few, various times in the Gemara. The Gemara gives a mnemonic, a way to remember the coming up Gemara. Usually it's a little shorter. Here's a long one, and the Mefarshim even wonder exactly how each of these words fit. There are different girsos about the Simen, because we're not sure exactly how it fits, but it's going to be all the way until the Mishnah. We're going to have eight questions on the statement that we just said. But again, the Simen is, Lamudim midas Allah sheye shachin dedama de I chalash muter tmura b'chutz chizkia hefesh chatas la'acher yutar. They say b'shem the shlag kadosh just to say it, even if we don't understand it fully. But either way, a lot of it has to do with the coming up shitos, both in content or in name. So, number one, we're going to comment. All of these questions are about the statement of Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya said, Tani Rabbi Chiya, that if you have a toda that got mixed up with its tmura, we spoke a little bit about tmura last time. Maybe we'll get back to issues of tmura. If you have a toda that got mixed up with this tmura, and you have both of these animals, and one of them dies, so you're not sure what to do, because a toda requires the lechem, and the tmura does not require the lechem. So you're stuck. What are you supposed to do? So we're going to try. The Gemara said there's no way out. There's no way out, because if you were talking about a case of a lie, okay, then maybe there's a way out. You bring another one, and you say it's b'achrayas. So the Gemara says, no, in a case of harizu, where there's no achrayas, then there's nothing to do. So the Gemara is going to say, have eight questions, maybe you should do this. Right? These are the eight suggestions that the Gemara is going to have. Number one, Amru lemeidim lefnei Rebbe. Those who learned in front of Rebbe say the following. So this is one of those phrases that the Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses, the last Amud in the first parak of Sanhedrin, Yud Zayin Amabez. The Gemara goes through every phrase like this in Shas and says, who it's referring to? Lemeidim lefnei Chachamim always means Levi mei Rebbe. So this is Levi talking here. Danin lefnei Chachamim means Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zona. V'chanan Mitzri, V'chulu. Dayane Gola referred to these people. Savi Tepovedis refers to these people. Interesting that the Gemara doesn't just say their names beferish whenever this comes up. It uses these phrases to allude to them. Shalchu Mitam always means this. And good question. I have to look at the Mefarshim over there, the Magali Esayam, in Sanhedrin, to figure out why, what's the significance of these names, why doesn't it just say Levi? As well, maybe we'll talk a little bit in a moment when we see another line in the Gemara. But either way, I'm the Rebbe, they ask, V'leisi lechem, why don't you just bring bread? Again, you have this animal standing here, you're not sure if it's the Toda or the Tavuras Toda, why don't you just bring a set of bread, 40 loaves, V'leima, and say the following, I'hach dekaima Toda, if the one that's still alive is the Toda, then he, halachma, then here, I'hach dekaima Toda, he, halachma, so then here's his bread, ilo lefik lechulin. And if not, either this bread is kadosh bread, or it will be chulin bread, and you'll be machmir, you'll eat it all within the proper time, just to be safe, to be machmir on both counts. So why don't you just bring more bread and be machmir the karban? It's definitely good. The hakrava is going to be as a toda, because toda, it's worth toda have the same hakrava. So just the issue is the breads. So just bring the breads and make it tonight. Make it tonight that either it should be part of that or it should be chulin. Says the Gemara, you can't do that. Amar lehu, v'chi machlis and chulin la'azara. Could you bring bread of chulin in the azara? Meaning one of your sides is okay, but the other side is not okay, right? It is isra of chulin ba'azara, and therefore that option doesn't work. What is the source of the isra of bringing chulin ba'azara? Doesn't say beferish in the Torah, does it? The isra, you're not letting yours. So there's a fascinating svara given by the Gemara in the Kiddushin on Daf Nun Zayin Mabez, where the Gemara there is looking for the source for Chulish Shishchudu Bazara, right? The context there is whether one is allowed to use Chulish Shishchudu Bazara to get married with, and all the other Isuri Hana that are discussed in the second parak there. It talks about the Seir Nazir. It starts back in the Mishnah earlier in the Brisa, Kaddish Bechelko. So the Gemara deals with Chulin Shishchudu Bazara, that one should, what is allowed to use. So Minani Mili, how do you know that Chulin Shishchudu Bazara is not allowed to be used? Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Meir. Amra Torah. The Torah says, Shachot Sheli Bishali Vishalcha Bishalcha. Hashem says, shecht mine in my house and yours in your house. Meaning, karbanos are in my house and chulin are in your house. At least, that's yours. Chulin is yours. Ma shali b'shalcha aser, af shalcha b'shali aser. And just like mine in yours is aser, meaning, shchut echutz is aser, so too yours and mine is aser. Right? That's the svara, so to speak. It starts off by saying, Amra Torah. Amra Torah. The Torah says this. We're paralleling. But shali b'shali, Rashi says there, kiddushin nun zayin amabes, shchot zivachai b'chatzirai, kiddichsiv v'shachadetz bet abakar, v'shalcha b'shalcha, kiddichsiv v'zavachta mibakarcha v'misarcha v'sevetekra b'sharecha. So there's a remit. It sounds, doesn't sound like a tzivui, doesn't sound like an isser in the Torah, it sounds like just a reality, but the Gemara is darshaning that. And just like mine, in yours is aser, Rashi adds in, behana'a, right? To me, yater anah shenaser b'michai, v'achrei shein damo nizrak. Just like a carbon is, shchut echutz is aser b'anah, because it's aser when it's a carbon, and nothing made a mutter. There was no zrika. So too, shalcha b'shali is aser. The Gemara continues, it says, so why don't you go all the way? Ima shali b'shalcha anish kares, av shalcha b'shali anish kares. So just like shchut echutz is an iser kares, as it's described in Achrei Moso too, maybe Shalcha B'Shali should be on his kares. The Gemara says, no, there's a limit. Amar Krav, El Pesach, Ohel Moed, Lo Hevi O, Lakrav Karban Hashem, V'Nichras. Right? Kares by Shkut Echutz. Al Karban Anish Kares, Al Chulish Shkut Bazara, Ein Anish Kares. And then the Gemara says, so is that really a good makar? So Elamar Abai, the Gemara, the quotes Abai up, that maybe it's a limud. Maybe it's a limud. Okay, but either way, that's the svara that starts off the isra of shchut of chulin ba'azara. What is included in the isra of chulin ba'azara? So here it's clear that breads, the lachme toda, would be chulin ba'azara. So what happens if I bring a table into the Beis HaMikdash? Is that going to be an isra to bring a table in the Beis HaMikdash? So that is a question of how to read the Rambam. There's a machlokas in the Rishonim. Can't look at the Shulchan Aruch for these halachas, but in the Rishonim and in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shechita, in the second parak of Hilchos Shechita, right at the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, right, where he talks about shechting, and the first parak of Hilchos Shechita, which is discussed a lot of in Meseches Chulin, we talk about the mitzvah of Shechita, and how you shecht, and the five psule Shechita, and which animals need Shechita, what about animals, what about fish, what about grasshoppers, all the rules and regulations. So all the way at the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, the Rambam discusses, you're allowed to shecht an animal anywhere in the world. Chutz ben Azara. Except in the Azara. Right? Sometimes, yeah, interesting way to look at it, like the Rambam writes elsewhere. Right? You're allowed to live anywhere in the world. Except for Mitzrayim. Right? And Mitzrayim to live in Eretz Yisrael, which is a separate topic in the Shitas of Rambam. But the Rambam says, you're allowed to shecht an animal anywhere in the world that you want. Except in the Azara. Shein shoftin b'Azara, ela kachim izbeach bovad. Because in the Azara is only kachim izbeach. Aval chulin aser l'shachtan b'Azara. Chulin is aser l'shachtan the Azara. Bein behema, bein chaya, bein of. Right? Behema, chaya, of. So already saying that, he's including of. Why is it important to include of? You can't bring a carbon from of. You can't bring a carbon from of. And yet that's included. Let's keep that in mind for chulin shenishchatu b'Azara. You can't shechtan an of or a chaya. Or a chaya, an oaf or a chaya. V'cheinu, I'm sorry, chaya, not oaf. Oaf, certain types of oafos. Oafos you can't bring, but chaya you cannot bring. V'cheinu omer b'psar taivak, yirchak b'vcha makom ha-shivcha Hashem, v'zalachta b'karcho b'sonecha, v'yachalta b'sharecha. Halamata she'in shochtem b'sar taivak, elachutz l'makom ha-shir b'achar Hashem. So, you know, these are of shchutechutz. V'zeh shirishchar chutz l'makom, hu shemutu l'achlo b'kal ha-shar, b'aval shochit chulun b'azara, osu ha-basar tohar, the aser behana'a. Kibasar b'chalav, it's aser b'ana. Aval anocher, then it continues. Aval anocher b'azara, v'hama aker. If somebody doesn't shecht b'azara, but just kills an animal in the azara. Or, shechting a non-kosher animal in the Azara, mutter b'hana. Okay, but it doesn't say that it's mutter to bring it in, but it's mutter b'hana, again, even the chayev. Then the Rambam has, v'lo behema chayev ovad. Not only behema and chaya are you not allowed to shecht in the Azara. And again, as I said, chaya is interesting because there's no animal that's a chaya. But now the Rambam says, ela kolachulin, asur lahachnisan la'azara. All chulin, you're not allowed to bring any chulin in the Azara. Afilu basar shchuta operos vapas. Even shechted meat, fruit, or bread. Those are the examples that he gives. Shechted meat, peros, or bread. Im arav vechnisan, if you brought him in, mutarn va'achila kishe hayu. Then mutar to eat as they were. V'dvar melu kulan divrei kabbalah hein, it's divrei kabbalah, and if anybody shechs chulin bazara, o ha'ochal kizayis, mibasar chula, shenishchudu bazara, makin oso, makas mardus. So this is a mysterious Rambam. Is the Rambam saying it's Durabanan at the end? He says it calls it Divrei Kabbalah and then says Makas Mardus. Or do we say it's Daraisa with Makas Mardus? Right? That's the Machlokas Tanoim, where the Chulish Yishlu Bazara is a Daraisa or a Durabanan. The Ketzav Mishnah assumes here that no, it's for sure Daraisa. For sure Daraisa with Malkus Mardus. Sometimes you have Yisuri Daraisa, which don't have Malkus for technical reasons, but it's going to be Daraisa. And that's what Divrei Kabbalah means, Ne'emru Misinai, there's no lav in the Torah, that's Beferish. Hishomer pen al or lo, you need one of those words to get Malkus. And if not, so then it's going to be Durabana. But the Ketzav Mishnah says Daraisa. If you look in this other Pirushim on the page, Magid Mishnah, the Rabbi Huda Kalitz, right, the quoted here in the Frankel, he assumes no, it's an Aslachtas, Durabanan, but there is a four-column Mishnah Melachir. So what does the Mishnah Melachir talk about? What's included in the Isser? What happens if I bring, right, the Rambam says Chulin Bazar, and he gives examples, bread, fruit. Is he just giving Stam examples there? If you bring anything, even bread and fruit, even if you bring a pen into the Azara, even if I bring anything into the Azara, or are those examples specific? Because those are from the min that you bring into the Azara, right? Peros, Bikurim, at least the Shiva Saminim, right? Bread, Karban Mincha, like here, the example is bread. So is the Rambam just giving examples? He could have given more extreme examples, even though he already says Chaya. Right, he says chaya, but that's still a min of an animal, right? If you want to say behemoth or chayas are one category. So that's the discussion here in the Mishnah Melech. Any quotes that it's a machlokas Rishonim between Tosfos and the Rashba and the Ritva and the Rashi and all different Rishonim get involved in the action. But again, this is the Mishnah Melech. This is the Rambam Chulin Bazara. Again, it's not counted as a separate losa se daraisa. It's not one of the 613. Right, but it's learned out from a makor. It's a halacha. The question is there halacha midaraisa or halacha midrabanan? But again, that is the issue here. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So that was the first question, right? Why don't you just bring bread? So the Gemara said it can't work because it'll be chulin ba'azara. Number two. V'leisi behema v'lechem. Okay, bring a behema and lechem. Velema, and say the following. First try, just bring bread. No, now bring an animal and bread. Velema, and say, Iachtakaima Tamurahi, if the one that's still alive is Tamura, Hatoda, so this new one is Toda, Vilachma, Valachma. Now I'm bringing a Toda with this Lechem, and the other one we brought it just as a without. Iachtakaima Todahi, but if the first one is a Toda, so Halachma, here's the bread that goes with it. Vaha Tevi, Shlamim. And this one should be a Shlamim. What's wrong with that? I'll bring an extra one. And what am I going to have to do then? Treat this shlamim with the chumras of a toda. I'm going to have to eat it and do everything on day one, right? So, but a toda has the same exact avoda as a shlamim, so why wouldn't this be good? So the Gemara answers, Amalumi should become a mai bachila the shlamim. Because after all, you're minimizing the amount of time you have to eat a regular karmish shlamim, you have day night day. And here, you're going to have to eat it only within one day. You can't bring, one is not allowed to bring a carbon in a way where the zman achila is going to be minimized. Right? That's called mevim kachin lebeis apsul. And therefore, it's not allowed to be done here. Sometimes that even is applied in cases where the time is the same, but the people are less. Mimma'it, right? Let's say there's a carbon. I'm not sure if it's going to be able to be eaten by all Yisrael or only the Zichri Kahuna, like Kachi Kachim. So you might even apply maybe a Kachal Beis Absol there, if you have less eaters. But here, most of the time it's applied in, you'll have less time to eat it, and therefore it is not allowed to be brought. Right? And this helps reflect that Ramban that we've quoted often. right? That the Rabban says, even by a shlamim, eating it on the second day is somewhat b'dievin. But that's why the Torah calls it vahanosar. Even on the second day. I could eat shlamim even on day two, but the Ramban in Vayikra, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tezayin, says, it's called nosar, umi macharas, vahanosar mimenu yeyachel, vahanosar miyamashlishi, that you have to burn. So the Ramban already says it's a bidyevet. But that doesn't mean that it's not a mitzvah sachila. Right? Our Gemara is saying that if you only have the first day, that's still being mamayin. So you might say, according to that Ramban, what do you mean? That's great. You'll eat the whole thing on the first day. No, even the Ramban says, it's allowed and it's a mitzvah. It's still lechadchila to be used to be eaten on the first day. That's what he says. Chazal levar banos v'ena barishon yochal mimacharas lo sheyishaer mimenu bekavana v'lo sheyu rashoyim laniach kulo liyom ha-macharas aval mitzvah sheyochal mimenu barishon v'hanosar b'mikre and nosar if it happens yochal mimacharas haniskar. Right, that is the interesting lashon of the Ramban, but again, it connects to this line here. Right, and that's why we know that on certain days that one can eat carbon toda. Carbon toda is not broad. We don't say mizmar lasoda, right, on Erev Pesach, because we're going to be b'mayit that's connected to carbon toda, and we're going to be b'mayit as manachilo, because already the Isra of Chametz starts, rather, 10 loaves that are Chametz. That's where the 10 loaves that are going to be not able to be eaten after Chatzos, and even in Erev Yom Kippur, when the Isra Achila is going to start, you're not going to be able to eat it that night. So that is why, again, the Mizmah LaSoda, which is parallel to the Karban Toda. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says, just once we're talking about Mizmah LaSoda, we should sing in the morning to Hashem Mizmah LaSoda. And how many times does the Shulchan Aruch says that we have an obligation to sing something? Sing, even the Psukei de Zimra, doesn't say the whole Psukei de Zimra should be sung, even though it's Psukei de Zimra, but Mizmah LaSoda, only a couple of Psukim, it relates to singing. Good, that was number two. Number three. Omar Levi LeRevi. Levi says to Rebbe. So Rashi says, wait a minute. Didn't we just have number one, Lameidim Lefei Chachamim, is Rebbe hearing it from Levi? So this is the same thing. So here it says it Beferish, and there it said it, just a hint. So Rashi Leksaviat says, Hainu, Lami Lameidim, Ela Kamaisa Amar Levi Yeshivas Shar HaTalmidim. There he said it in public. There he said it in Yeshiva. Lameidim Lefei Chachamim, that means he said it in public. He asked the question in Shir. And here he asked it privately. That's why he says, Levi LeRevi. There are different questions sometimes you ask in public and sometimes you wait till after Shir. So here's another suggestion. So he waited till afterwards. So Amar Levi LeRevi. V'lezi behem of lechem. Same idea. Bring a behem and lechem. But this is what you should say. V'lema. Ihach de kaima tamura hi. If the one that's still alive is tamura, so ha tod of halachmas. This new one is the tod and his breads. V'ihach de kaima toda hi. And if the one that is standing is a toda, halachma. So then this is its bread. V'hat hevi, moser the toda. And let this be surplus toda. Right, what's the whole issue? This is going to be a shlamim, you're going to have to make it less. So let this be a toda. Either this will be the ikar toda, or this will be the surplus toda. And you don't bring lechem for a surplus toda. So, why doesn't that work? So, amarlei, so, interesting. Once we said the ksav yad, so the first time, I guess it was a good question, he accepted. But amarlei, here, Rebbe does not like the comment, and says to Rebbe, kimeduma ani she'en lo moach b'kad kado. Seems to be pretty extreme, right? Literally, it seems like he doesn't have a brain in his head. But but the Gemara has that kind of lashon in a few places. The Chavos Yair has a tshuva, which we always mention when these come up, Simon Kufnun Beis, where he talks about all the insults in the Talmud, how they're not really insults, and it's really a compliment in some backhanded way. You're above this, right? You are so amazing. This, I don't believe this came out of your mouth, right? I am so in awe of you. So this must have just been a mistake, right? This must not have meant it. But, you know, you might say that, you know, sometimes a Rebbe has to be strong with his Talmidim, right? If they say something that they don't think is, right, we don't see such a difference between all these suggestions. We don't think that this is such an unusual suggestion, right? But again, sometimes, like the Gemara in Bava Basra that we had, a Chav Heyish, where Rabbi Yirmi got thrown out of the Beis Medrash because he asked a certain question about a detail. Doesn't seem like such a far-fetched detail. The Gemara asks about a lot of details. If the bird is standing with one foot on this side of the border and one foot on that side of the border. But either way, Rebbe here gets upset at Levi. I don't think there is that's a good kasha. Why? V'chim afrishin t'chila lomosaros. Surplus, by definition, is surplus. You can't designate surplus to start with. Right? It has to be surplus of something. If you don't have the ikar item, then you can't have the surplus. It's not mosar. It's not leftovers. Right? You can't have leftovers unless you had food originally. So it can't be leftovers, right? You can't, you don't make leftovers for Shabbos, by definition, right? That's not gonna be, right? If you make it for Sunday, and it's not, you're not gonna serve it on Shabbos, so that's new. That's not leftovers. So here, he says, you can't have leftovers, you can't have mosaros, unless you have the, ikur as well. There's a Rambam, again, the Rambam related to Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam says, a Rebbe always has to think of interesting ways to motivate Talmidim. That's the job of a Rebbe. Job of a Rebbe. And the Rambam talks about this in Hilchos Talmud Torah. And this is in the Shulchan Aruch. These Rambams. Well, many of them, right? We have Hilchos Talmud Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. Though we might not have Hilchos of Chulin Shish Chutub Azara in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Dalet Halacha Hey, Lo Yehei Talmud. Yes, it's about what the Rebbe's behavior and the Talmud's behavior. Right? There are both, items that we have to focus on. The Rebbe shouldn't get angry, no matter how many times the student asks. Harav shalamad, limed. V'lo hevinu atalmidim, lo yichos aleihem v'yirgas. Right, don't get angry. The talmidim didn't understand it. Right? Don't focus on, you know, I can't believe you don't understand it, but realize that maybe it's hard material. Certain times, you know, as any teacher out there would tell you, sometimes we think that, you know, something's gonna be so simple and straightforward. And like you say it and you're like, you can't imagine how it's not understood. And then sometimes we think things are going to be so hard and then challenging and then it's understandable. So we never know. Different people's brains work differently. So the Rambam says, well, yichas levi your guys, right? We have to be like Rebbe Preda. Rebbe Preda, 400 times, 800 times, the Gemara in Erevin. Ela chozer v'shona adavar afilu kama pa'amim. Ad sheyavinu omek ha'halacha. Right? Say it over a couple of times until you understand it. V'chein lo yomar ha'talmud, hevanti, v'hu lo haven. Maybe he gets this also from that Gemara. I mentioned in that past, that Gemara about Rabbi Preda, the godless of Rabbi Preda, he explained it 800 times to the student, and that's why he got the Arichas Yomim and Olam Haba for his generation. The godless is the student also. Because sometimes the student will have enough, oh fine, I got it, yeah Rabbi, I understand, it's fine, let's move on. No, even though he doesn't. No, it's the Talmud's rutzon to understand it also. That's what the Rambam says. Lo Yomar Talmud Hevanti, v'hu lo haven. Ella, it doesn't mean that in the middle of shiur, if he still didn't understand it, he has to ask six times if it's time to move on, and then he can ask him after shiur. But in terms of understanding, Ella chozer v'shoel afilu kama pa'amim. V'imkas alav rabo v'rogaz, I don't know if your Rebbe gets angry, yomar lo Rebbe, Torah hi v'lo manani tzarech, v'dayti kisara. It's not, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? And then the Rambam continues. Lo yeatamad bosh mechavei rab shalamdu b'bam rishon oshniya v'ulo lamad. Right, even if everybody else in the class got it. Somebody's embarrassed about his friends. They understand that he does it. He doesn't ask anything. You want to know anything. When is all this appropriate? If the Talmidim did everything they're supposed to do, and the Rebbe did everything he's supposed to do, and it's still not understood. But what if the Talmidim didn't prepare properly like they were supposed to prepare? Avalamaya nikel rav shehi misrashlin b'divrei Torah u'misrapin aleihen, and they could understand it. Lefichach lo hevinu chayev lurgos aleihem u'lahachlimon b'dvarim kedei lachadadon. Right, you have to use your ways to encourage them. So this with the Rambam, this Gemara u'beinyan zeh amr chachamim zrok mara b'talmidim. Lafichach, you have to have the Talmidim in awe of you. And that's why maybe there's always an invisible line that should be there between the Rebbe and the Talmud, the Rambam ends. Lafichach, ein roi l'rav l'nho kalas rosh b'fnei ha-Talmidim, v'lo lislok b'fneihem, v'lo lecho v'lishtos imahem, k'dei sh'tehei maso aleihem v'yilmadu imenu b'mheira. Right, so I've spoken to my Rebbe about this, what, maybe b'zman hazeh, one has to relate this, what, never to eat lunch with your Talmidim? Never to let your Talmidim see you eat something or drink something? Lo lecho v'lishtos, so maybe at a certain time, yes, in a certain, but Bizman Hazeh, all the poskim say, a Rebbe has to have that invisible line, but you also, our generation is love and inspiration and building up, and you could do it, and the lirgozula hachliman we should minimize, right? In our generation, that doesn't work like that, right? Like we've quoted in the past the thought of the Bali Musar on the halacha that we had earlier in this Masechta. This Masechta Menachos. Every generation has his own chatzotzros. Remember, all the kelim can be passed down from one generation to the other one, except chatzotzros. The new chatzotzros, lecha, mishalcha. Why? Because chatzotzros are in inspiration, and every generation needs its own way, has its own mechanism of inspiring. And if we try to use the one from even 5 years ago, right, the way that the world is changing, bismanazet, it's not going to work. So therefore, what worked in the days of the Gemara of Ein Lamoach B'Kadkado would today be considered abuse. And therefore, one should again know that the one always has to know the context of the encouragement that we find ourselves in. Okay, number four. Yosef Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Mar Yitzchak Amidur Rav Nachman. The Yosef HaKamar. Right, this is a question that bothered all the Amoraim, trying to figure out this case. Toda and Tzmura. How can we get this animal, you know, hukrav? So next try. V'laisi behema v'lechem. Next, again, bring behema and lechem. V'lema and say the following. Ihach dekaima tmura hi, if the one that's dealing is tmura ha toda v'alachma. So this new animal that I'm bringing is the toda and his bread. Ihach dekaima toda hi, and if it's a toda, halachma. So this is his bread. So far it's the same as the others. V'ha teve tmura. So maybe treat this as a tmura's toda. Treat this as a tmura's toda. So the Gemara says, so maybe this is the one we would have said, you know, Ein Lamoach B'Kadkado. Tmura's an Avera. The Behir doesn't, I mean, he also has a rhetorical. Amalei Ani Mari, answer me, master. Arbon B'Kati V'Kasher. He's going to get whipped, 40 lashes and Kasher, meaning, what, you're going to do an Avera L'Chadchila? Right, it's called an Avera L'Shma. You can't do an Avera L'Shma just because you want to be makriv this carbon. Right, Abarn Bakatfe, 40 on his shoulder, Vikasher, and it's going to be Mutter. So one might have answered, what was his suggestion? He knew there was a pasuk in Chumash that Tmur is an Isser. The suggestion was that maybe you could create the Chalos status of Tmura without violating the Isser of Tmura. Maybe that's what he was suggesting. Right? I want this animal to have Kedushas Tmuras Toda. Is that an Avera? That's not an Avera. That's not that. I just want this animal to have a status. You know, treat it like a Tzmura. Not that I'm, did he say, I don't want to give this carbon, I want to give this carbon instead. He's not doing any substitution here. That's the Yisr of Tzmura. He's not trying to substitute it. He's just trying to give it the status of Tzmura. And maybe the answer is you can't have that. You can't have the status, you can't have that status by itself. So if you say that, it must be that you're really, we're going to interpret your words as trying to substitute, and therefore that's an Yisr. So therefore, that is not possible. Arbon b'katvi v'kasher v'chulu. Interesting that the lashon that he uses is 40 lashes on his back. So Tmura gets lashes, gets malchus. But there was a big discussion already in the Gemara. Why does the Tmura get malchus? It's a lashon b'maisa, right? What do I do by Tmura? All I do is I say this carbon should be instead of this carbon, and it's switched. So all the Rishonim already discussed how do you get Malkus for Tmura and the Gemara. The Gemara already says it. Tmura daf dalet, right at the beginning of the Masechta. Why do you get Malkus on Tmura? It's a lava nita glase. It's a lava shein b'maisa. Right? All of the reasons that we give. So Gemara says maybe because there are two lavin, right? Lo yachlifenu velo yamir. And ase, nita glase is only if it's an ase over a los ase. And not, an ase over two los ase. So the Gemara also says, because that might not work for Ein B'Maisa, but it's a lav she'eno shave bak la'ase sheba. The los ase is more inclusive than the ase. Why? The tzibur and partners cannot create tmura, but they have the isser of tmura. Tzibur and partners. And because of that also, it's not a... Those are the two reasons why it's not a nitak lase. That's what the Gemara deals with. The Sefer HaChinuch then deals with in Shinun Beis. V'im tishal od lama lokin alav zeh. Achar she'efsher laver alav be'vili maisa. B'dibur bovad. It's possible to be violate without a maisa. What's he alluding to here? He's alluding to the machlokas Rishonim that he has an opinion of if you could do an avera with and without a maisa. So what's it called? Is it a lav she'ish b'maisa or is it a lav she'im b'maisa? So that's a major machlokas Rishonim. The Sefer Achinuch holds in most places that if you can do it without a maisa, you're not going to get malchus, even if you do it with a maisa. Like he says, the Isser of revenge. You could do the Isser of revenge with a maisa. There can be serious actions for the Isser of Nekama. But there also can be serious actions, not actions, right? Somebody says, can I borrow this? I'm like, no, because I know he didn't do a favor for me yesterday, so I'm not giving this to him now. That's a lav she'ein bo maisa. Right? So the Chinuch says, alluding to that shita of his, and you could do this without a maisa, just dibur bilvad, and ein bo maisa ein lokan alav. So he says, that Kfar Kasavnu Abimakomos Harbe, Ki Beferish Hosio Zakhron Lavracha Michal Zen Nishba Meimer Makalas Chaver B'Shem. It's an exception. It's an exception to the rule, right? Chazal tell us in Shvuas Daf Chaf Aleph and the others, Nishba Meimir, that's Temura, and Makal Chaver B'Shem, Hatorah Echmir Behem Harbe, Lechayev and Malkas Afalpi She'ein Bohem Maisa. Right? Even though they have no Maisa, but again, this is so it's fascinating that the Gemara here, Dafka, the way that he says, Temura is an Avera, he says, Malkas. Maybe that Dafka shows the Chumras Avera, because you shouldn't get Malkas. And there's so many reasons not to get Malkas, and you still get Malkas, because you don't have the Petur of Leif Shem Yemaisa, you don't have the Petur of Leif Nidil Asay. That's what he's emphasizing, maybe, with this Lashon of getting Malkas. Again, a lot of interesting discussions about this. There's one line in the Rambam, that the Minchas Chinuch just leaves Bitzarach Ian. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Tmura, Aleph Aleph, he gets this from the Tosefta. Hamemir Hare HaTmura Kodesh Velokin Afilu Hemir B'Shabbos. Even if you're Memer on Shabbos. And the Menchas Chinuch in Shin Nun Gimel, Os Yud Gimel, wonders, what's the Chiddush of Shabbos? Why would I have thought otherwise? Ve'eini yodea, my rabusa, yesh b'Shabbos, denosif iser derabanan de'ein makdishin b'Shabbos. Me'echi tesei, lo yeh tzmura. Ve'im avar ve'hikdish b'Shabbos, bevade ha'rei ze kadosh. If you're makdish something on Shabbos, it works. Ve'yesh l'falpel b'din, de'kol ma'adam rachmana lo sevid. Vesarach Ian, my Rabusa B'Shabbos. He wonders, what is the Chiddush of a Shabbos? So, in the footnotes here of the Minchas Chinuch, he quotes the Achronim that discuss it, the Klechemda, the Tzlach, the Chazon Yecheska, B'Chulu, on the Tosefta, but interesting Lashon of the Rambam, even B'Shabbos. But this is a little bit more about Tzmura, which we also discussed yesterday. Vayter number 5. Rav Eila Chalash, Rav Eila Gatzik, Ol Legabe Abayev, Rabbanah V'Yasvi. And the rabbis came to visit him, and they started talking about this topic. Why do we have to know that detail? Every detail in Shas is to teach us something. Because even when somebody got sick, they were talking in Torah. And they came to visit it. It wasn't just Bikur Cholam, are you doing? They were speaking about Lamdith. They were speaking about Tzmuras Toda. Right, that's what they were not even just other types of topics. The Ka'amri, Emisa, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Chutz Lachomas Ha'azar HaKadosh, if we all like Rabbi Yochanan, who we had a couple of daf ago. We had a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, if the Toda, the Shechita of the Karban Toda is Mekadesh Lechem, even if it's outside. So, why don't we have the following option? Right, the Shidim Kubet says, and others say, this really builds on option number one. Remember option number one, and we said, well, you can't bring Kulban Bazara. So now we're going to basically say, so leave the bread outside and do it. So we just skipped a few also. So, Im Isa, Lord Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Chutz Lachomas Arzara Mekadosh, Lazy Lechem, Velose Chutz Lachomas Arzara, Rabbi Yochanan says it still is sanctified, Velema, Iachta Kaima Toda, he Halachma, Velo, Lefik Lechulin. So why don't you do the same option as number one, but just leave the bread outside? Says the Gemara, no, Mishim Tiika Arba Lahanif, because the four that you're going to give to the Kohen require Tanufa. And how are you going to do the Tanufa? Hey, Chilavid, Lin Finhu Avra, you want to do Tanufa outside? You can't. Lefne Hashem Ksiv. You have to do tznufa inside, right? Lefnei Hashem, we've noted, Rev Salvechik noted, means different things in different contexts. Sometimes Lefnei Hashem means all of Yerushalayim, right? Like some eating Meister Sheni and Kachay Kalam. Sometimes Lefnei Hashem means Harabayas. But in this context, Lefnei Hashem means Azara. So, you can't do it outside. Gavai, and if you bring the bread inside, come Ayachulun Lazara, Hilkach Lo Efshar, so you're still stuck. Maskav Lerf Shishi Breder Avidi, try number 6. So what about the other machlokas we noted a couple of dafim ago? Da Amar, remember Chizkia had a machlokas, I think with Rabbi Yochanan also. If you bring 80 loaves, what's the halach with 80 loaves? If you're like Rabbi Yochanan, da Amar, who said, Kitshu arba'im mitoch shmonim, you could say 40 out of 80, and that would work. So why don't you do that here too? Lasi behema v'laisi shmonim bahada. Bring an animal with 80 loaves. 80 loaves. V'lema. We're working so hard to get this animal hukrav. Even to make the guy bring 80 loaves. Velema, and say the following tonight. Ihachta kaima, toda hi, if the one that's still alive is a toda, so hanami tevi toda. So they're both, they make this one a toda too. Vashmonim, the travayu, and here are the 80 loaves for the two todas. Ihachta kaima tmurahi, but if the one that's alive is tmura and does not need loaves, so hatoda vahalach, must this new one is the toda and his bread, valikta shalu arba mitoch shmonim, and use the tanai that Chizkiah said. Says the Gemara, no. Also won't work. Mishum to come in ma'et ba'achila. You see on the side it changes it. Da'arba'a. You're bringing ma'at. Those four loaves are not going to get eaten. Why? Because Rashi here explains The Kohen is not going to want to eat it because he's going to think it wasn't, there was only one Todah here. And the Kohen's only supposed to eat four. And there's going to be eight altogether because four from the extra one and four from this one. And he's going to think that these are, you know, I'm not supposed to eat it. I'm only supposed to get four, not eight. And then the Bialim aren't going to eat it because he's going to think they're both Todos and it's supposed to go to the Kohen. So therefore, nobody's going to eat these four loaves. So therefore, it's not going to help. It's not going to help, right? You're bringing some, being mamait b'achila in terms of the people, not just in terms of the time. So you're stuck. Try number seven. Amalei Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, imisla de Rav Yochanan. Right? If we hold like Rav Yochanan, I'm trying to get in all the shittas here. Imisla which Rav Yochanan to Amar. Right? We already had yesterday. We're going to have again later. But Hashem also comparing laws of chatas and laws of toda. So here too. If we are like Rabbi Yochanan to Amar, Hifrish Chatas Me'uberes V'yolda. We had yesterday, if somebody is Mafrish, a pregnant Chatas. Chatas is always female, right? If a regular Chatas. Right? Hifrish Chatas Me'uberes V'yolda, and it had a baby. Ratzaba Miskaper, Ratzaba V'lada Miskaper. So you could use the mother or the offspring. So if that's true, that Vlad Chatas could be used. And whichever one you use, the other one is Roeh. And Rashi and the Mefarshim explain here, the other assumption of the Gemara here is that the Vlad is La'achrayis, and if you don't need it, it wasn't Niskadesh, right? You can use either one you want, and the other one won't be used. And Rashi adds in, Ubar Lav Yerach Imohu. You have to say that the Ubar, the fetus, is not looked at as part of the mother. It's a separate entity. So if you assume all that, because we're going to see, that's what we're going to reject. Lysi behema muberes. So bring a pregnant animal. V'yamtin la'ajatelid. Let it have a baby. So you have three animals. V'lysi shmonen bahada. Bring 80 loaves. V'layim and say the following. Ihach the kaima tmura. If the first one was a tmura, so it doesn't need any breads. So ha uvada toda. So these two animals are toda and its baby. He ha vlada toda, he vahash one of the shavayim. And here are the 80 loaves for the toda and its vlad. Vihach the kaima toda he. And if the one standing is the toda, so ha nami toda he, vahash one of the shavayahu. Right? And so then the original and the new one gets the loaves. Vahai and the baby, Levi, most are the toda. Right? And let this be most of the toda. Why don't you use that? If Rabbi Yochanan says, you always have the choice of what to bring. So again, the Gemara says that doesn't work. Amar le man le malon de Amar Rabbi Yochanan dim shim shiro v'shuyar. Who says that if you don't use it, it's going to become chulin? Who says that it won't be considered moser and it won't need anything? Dilma im shiro ainim v'shuyar. Maybe the vlad of a toda is automatically a karbon and it doesn't need bread. It's a vlad toda. Vlad toda doesn't need bread. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say by chatos that you could choose to amar adam is kaper b'shevach hektish, as we said before, but not that you could do whatever you want with it and it doesn't have the same status. So again, that option won't work. Uber yerachimo lav yerachimo is discussed here again in the Rishonim. Just one line about it. Again, a big topic from Maseches Yevamos. Just one line about it. The Reb Chaim in the Grach al Rambam in Hilchas Avadim discusses a Rambam, which we're not going to get into now, a Rambam which is discussed by the Mefarshim, and that because if somebody says to their shifcha, their pregnant shifcha, you're freed, but not your baby, it works. But the opposite doesn't work. If you say, a person says to the shifcha that you are a shifcha and your baby's a ben chorin, it doesn't work. So the question is why? How do you split? So the Reb Chaim has a line there that mitzad the mother or mitzad the baby. From the mother's point of view, so then we say, for sure, lav yerach imo, right? It's a separate entity. It's just that from the vlad's point of view, the baby might be yerach imo, right? So that's the, you might be machalik between the, you look at it from the perspective of the mother, perspective of the vlad, and that could help answer some questions, including that Rambam. Again, without getting into any of the details. That's considered a mishachar. That's uber yerach imo from the baby's perspective, because the baby's not independent, but the mother's independent. So maybe from the mother's perspective, you could say lav yerach imo, even though from the baby's perspective is yerach imo. Okay, big discussion, not for now. Let's continue. Eighth and final try. Ravina ikla lid dam horya. Amar le rav dimi braid rav huna mi dam horya le ravina. So he was asked this question when he came. V'laisi beima v'leima hare alai. Why don't you bring an animal and say, hare alai, you're fulfilling a neder. I hereby promise to bring this animal. Hare alai. V'laisi behema achrisi v'laisi shmona bada. Then bring another animal. And then bring 80 loaves. V'leima. If the original one was that Tamura does not need loaves, hani tarti todos, and these next two are todos, bashbon of the travayon, here are the breads, here are the 80 breads. Vihachta kaima todi, but if the original one was a toda, vahada amri alai nami levi toda, if the original was a toda, and I'll say the one that alai is also a toda, bashbon of the travayu, so then these are the 80 loaves, vidach tevi lachrayas, similar to what we said before, but instead of a vlad, a separate animal, and I have the middle one that was a chiyuv, and that's why it needs breads. So Amar le, Hatara Amra, Tova Shalot Tidar, Misha Tidar, Velot Tashalem, Nidarim aren't a good thing. We try not to make Nidarim. V'at Amar, Lekam, Lindar, Betchila. You're telling me to make a Nedar, try to get, you have an issue here. But solving an issue doesn't mean that you violate another idea, and it's not good to make Nidarim. And therefore, says the Gemara, we are stuck, we don't have an option, so we end up with what we started off with. And that is nothing to do. Nothing to do to be able to bring that karpa. Okay, Nidarim also, remember that in the Meshech Chachmin, Atamah Tevayikra, where he talks about the Ramban, and he relates it to Nidarim there as well, not for now. Ha'omer, Harei Alai Toda, next Mishnah. You talk about Tznaim in general, but let's just wait a little bit, because all of these were, what about Tznaim? I want to mention the Tosfos and Ksubis, but first let's do a little more. Ha'omer Harei Alai Toda. If somebody says, I hereby promise to bring a Toda, Yavihiyu Lachma Min HaChulin, then you have to bring it from Chulin. As we know, you can't double dip when it comes to mitzvos. And therefore, if I have a chiv to bring karbanas, so then I have to bring it all from Chulin. But what if originally I limit it? Toda alai min achulin v'lachma min amayser. What if when I make the promise to bring a toda, so I say, I'll bring the karban from chulin, but the breads, I have a lot of maaser sheni, so I want to use that maaser sheni money for the breads. So, what is that allowed? So yavihi v'lachma min achulin. So then, you could bring everything from chulin. Why? You still have to bring everything from chulin, because you go by the ikker. And the ikker is the karban is min ha-chulin, and therefore everything, the lechem has to be nigrar, Rashi's lashon is nigrar after the ikker animal, ikker of the karban. Let's first finish. Todem en ha-maiser v'lachem en ha-chulin, but the opposite, yavi. If I say the carbon should be from Meiser and Lachman and Chulin, that's fine. You could do what you said you could do. He v'lachman and Meiser, Yavi. If originally you say, you make the condition. Again, because you don't have to do this. If I have a chiv to do something, I have to bring it from Chulin. But if I don't, I'm volunteering. And when I volunteer, I say I want to bring it from Meiser Sheni money. Okay, Yavi. V'lo Yavi michite Meiser Sheni, elamimos Meiser Sheni. But you shouldn't bring actual breads of Meiser Sheni for the breads of the Toda. But you can bring money. You can bring Demei. Meister Sheni, we'll have to talk about why. Tosfos here discusses, on the top Tosfos, that why don't you look at it as a chazara? Right? When I say, Toda lai min achulin and lach min amaiser, right? Why can't I do that? We say it's nigrar. Why can't I say I'm putting this tonight in and I'm being even chozer bo? Right when I start, Tosfos third line, v'chiyader v'amar lachman and amayser lo matiyader be va'afilu toka de dibur. Even toka de dibur can't be chozer, but right when you say I'm bringing an animal of toda from chulin, everything has to be brought from chulin. Delomi boy, not only according to Beis Shammai, that's Tosfos lashon rishon, even according to Beis Hillel. Why? Here's the line in Tosfos, v'lo mati me'adar de amira l'gavoa k'misirasu lehadyot. Because Tosfos said, as we know, it's very easy to be makna things to the Beis HaMikdash. You don't need a ma'isa kinyan. Amirasa l'gavoa, just saying it, I'm Makdash an animal, already goes to the base of Migdash. The svar for that, interesting, the Bavli does not have a source for that, the Yerushalmi does in Kiddushin. The Yerushalmi says, L'Hashem Aretzu Meloa. Because really everything belongs to Hashem in the world. So it's very easy, that's the default position. Hashem gives us things, right? Like the Lashon that we started off with before, Shali B'Shalcha, He allows us to have things, but naturally everything belongs to Hashem. So the second I'm Makdash something, so Mamele, it reverts back to its natural state of belonging to God. It's a fascinating makar. Hashem Aretz Meloa. It's like Kinyan Chatzar of Hashem. The world belongs to Hashem. So therefore, right when I amakdash it to the Beis HaMikdash, so then it's easy to go back. Lumdus-wise, there's a lot of discussion. Is Amiras al-Gavoa considered a Maisa Kinyan in some way? That doesn't really, it's a Kinyan without a Maisa Kinyan? It's a Chalos Kinyan without a Maisa Kinyan, or it's something totally different? Right? Is it subject to the rules of Kinyanim? Could you be makdash la'achar lamed? There's all different discussions of nafkaminas, whether we consider it a maisa kinyan or you're gonna have to do a maisa kinyan, right? If you're makdish something lachar lamid or other nafkaminas that come up. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna. Oh, and also you can't even be chozer bar tokadei dibur. Why not? So this is that Gemara. The Gemara said there are exceptions to tokadei dibur. Usually, it can be chozer bo tokadei dibur, but there are exceptions to the rule. What are the exceptions to the rule? The Gemara says in Baba Basra. The Gemara says in Nedarim. The Gemara says tokadei dibur kadibur dami chutz. Four exceptions: megadef, avodah zara, cursing God, avodah zara, kiddushin and gerushin. That's what the Gemara says. So this is on our list of maybe hektish is also. Ki'ilu, right, connected to Kiddushin, right, many of the halachas, Asra Kula Amaka Hektish, Kiddushin Dav Beis, right, so this could be on the list, maybe Kiddushin also, because it's in the category of Mekadesh, and the Ran, significance of why those four exceptions, the Ran and the Dharm Pei Zayin, those have a higher level of Das, people won't fool around with it. Okay, but either way, we continue. Amar Avuna, Ha'omer Arei Alei Lachmei Toda. If somebody says, I promise to bring Lachmei Toda, maybe Toda v'lachma. He has to bring a carbon Toda also, because you can't bring Lachmei Toda without the Toda. My time, may the Yadai Gavra. We know. Everybody knows. The Lechem lo Toda lo Ikriv. You can't bring just the breads. V'hai Toda v'lachma kamar. He meant both. V'hai the kamar Lachmei Toda. Sof milza nokat. He means also the Lachmei Toda. That's how we interpret his words. Even if he's screaming, I didn't have it in mind. Mistama, this is what you have to do. Tanan, is that really true? Toda v'na ma'iser v'lachma nachulin. Our Mishnah said, Toda v'na ma'iser v'lachma v'chulin. Yavi, k'moshin adar. You can do what you want. V'yamai, why? Kiva d'amar lachma v'nachulin. Yavi hiva lachma v'nachulin. Why don't you say, once he says, lechem v'nachulin, he should have to bring it. And you should bring even the Iker Toda, because everybody knows, right? You should have to bring the Iker from Chulin too, right? Rashi says, Kivan to Amar. See the, Lachma Mena Chulin, Rashi in the Ksav Yad, Neimanami, Sof Milsen Nakat, V'yavi HaKol Min HaChulin. Right? Maybe he's just saying, Sof Milsa, go by what he said at the end, should bring everything Mena Chulin. Answer, no. There he said beferish beforehand something else. Shani Hassan. To give a damar told him an amiser, nasa kaomer. Hare alai lechem, lifter todaso shaploni. He's separating. Once he says, I'm bringing this from miser, and then he says, lechem I'm cool, and you can look at it. There's two different karbanos. And you could bring lechem for your friend's karban. So where it says, yachi reisha tiktani. What about the first line? Todem an achulim balachem an amiser. So why don't you say, and the Gemara in the Mishnah says, Yavihi v'lachma menachulin. Why? Hachanami nasa ka'ome harei alai toda liftar lachmo shel chavero. And you should be able to split it. The Gemara says, no, hachiyasha, that won't work. Wait a minute. Bishlam lechem lemiftar toda asi. Right? You could pledge lechem to go with a different toda, since the ikar already exists. You can't pledge a toda to go with somebody else's breads. That's not going to work. Toda lemiftar lechem miasya. You can't pledge the ikar to go with the tafa. Good. Tashma, Omer alai toda below lechem, zevach below nesachim. If somebody says, I promise to bring a toda without the lechem. Zevach without the nesachim, kofen oso, or maybe toda belachma, zevach nesachim. Once he opened up and said he wants to do a mitzvah, we forced him to do it properly. Says the Gemara. What are we medayik? Taima de Omar toda. The Bachi adds in. The reason that you force him is because he said, toda below lechem. Abel, lo amar toda lo. What if he would have just said lechem? Master, maybe you wouldn't force him. Only he says toda below lechem. The Gemara says no. Who had the avagado lo amar toda? Even if he didn't say toda, he has to bring both. V'aydi the kaboy lemisti zevach below nesachim. To lo misti le nesachim below lechem. The other way won't work because a person can be no dave just nesachim, right? He can have zevach without the nesachim. So tananami toda. That's why it says. Both. There's something to say here, but. Let's just continue a little more, and then we'll comment about the Tokatei Dibur and others. Says the Gemara, we'll read our Gemara, Amai, neder upischo imohi. Right? If he is saying something in one sentence at the beginning, so how are we mechayev him? Right? He never had das for this. Neder upischim. Neder upischim is just borrowing a lashon of, if you say it, make a neder, and you have the, what you meant by the neder right when you say it, so then that should explain it. So here, neder upischim he, so right when he says zevach, he says belo lachem. So why don't we say he's allowed to do what he pledged to do? So machlokes. Omer chizkia, hamani beishamahi, domai tvos lason rishon. Maybe it's beishamahi who says elsewhere, you always go by the first lashon, ditnan, as the Mishnah says in nazir, harini nazir min agrogros min advela. I am here by a nazir from eating figs. But he says harini nazir. So beishamahi omrim nazir, beisal omrim eno nazir. Beishamahi says, he said nazir. So what he said from figs, which maybe undermines what he just said. Doesn't mean from wine. Still, that's what we hold. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afila Tema Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even it could even be Beis Hillel, who does not say Tvoz Lashon Rishon. But Omer, Ilu Hayisi Yodea She Nodrin Kach, Lo Iti Nodr Kach, Ela Kach. Right? If I would have known, you can't make this nether, I wouldn't have made it. Umay Kofin, Tekabai Hadar Bey. Right? What Kofin means, he said, okay, fine, this is what I wanted to do. And then later, now he's trying to go back. And said, no, I really didn't mean to do it. So that's the case where we would force him. Machlokes Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan, why it is that we force the guy if he says Toda below Lechem. Tashma, Ha'omer Re'elai Toda below Lechem, V'zevach below Nesachim, V'amru lo, Havei Toda v'lachma, V'zevach Nesachim. We say to him, bring both. V'omer, and he says, Ilo Aiti Odeh Shekein Lo Aiti Noder. What do you mean? I would never have done it. Kofin Oso, you force him anyway. V'omer lo Shmor V'shamata. We force him anyway. So Bishlam alachizkiya nichale. We understand according to Chizkiya because he says it's all like Beishamai. Elor Rabbi Yochanan Kadir. Rabbi Yochanan says the only reason we're mechayivim him is because he says, "Oh, if I would have known, I would have brought it." But here he's screaming, "Not true!" So why would we force him? Amalachar Rabbi Yochanan havade Beishamai. That's Beishamai shita. This price is Beishamai shita. I'm saying my shita according to Beis Hillel. What are the Beis Hillel? So therefore, it is a different. Okay, we're going to stop by my shmar because I want to just add one or two more points. There's an important tosfos. All right, the Gemara here is assuming that if you don't mean something, we're not going to force you, unless we interpret your words that way. So there's an important comment of tosfos in Ksubis. We mentioned this many times, but not for a while. Tosfos in Ksubis wonders in the context of, let's say somebody makes a tanai. Somebody makes a tanai. They want to get married. Al manas she'in lacha k'sher ksus va'ona. Right. I want to be married on condition that I don't have any of the obligations that a husband normally has. So the Gemara says, you're married and you have all the obligations. They're all the obligations. So yes, Tosis, why is that? The person didn't have das. The person didn't have das to be married if he has to have these obligations. So why, you want to say it doesn't work? Fine, it doesn't work. So you shouldn't be married. You just say the whole thing is batel. No, we say, Maisa Kaim and Tanai batel. Why does that make sense? It's against his das. He doesn't want to be married if he has all these obligations. That's Tosfos' kasha. Why did Tznoim work like that? Nun Vav Amid Aleph. Va'omeri, says the Ri, De'i lav di alfinan, mitznai b'nei gano b'nei ruvein, hava amina deshum tznai enam avat alas ha'maisa. Afil lo yizkayim besof ha'maisa kayim. Tosfos is saying, all Tznoim are a chiddush. I do something. I give a woman a ring. We're married. I say, on condition that? Who says you could do on condition that? That's dibur. That's just words. You did an action. Right? Maisim are more powerful than dvarim. So why should that work at all? So the whole idea of tanaim is a chiddush. So it works. But if you mess up in your tanai, we'll say the tanai is batel. V'hasha di'alfinan mehasan d'bahani tanai levata maisa amrinan dafka k'sheinu masa mashakaza batorah. Dumya d'bnei gadu b'nei ruvein. Shelo histo mashakaza batorah. Right, but if you're going to be masas, well, like, okay, you can't make such a tanai. And then we'll go back to the Me'ikar Adin, so to speak, in Svara, to say that the Maisa is kayim. Very important. Tosfos, that's a big tosfos, that in the Hare, both in quantity and in, importance. He says there, but he continues about Sharksus Fa'ona and other chilukim he says in the continuation. But again, that's the Yisod. That's an Amarol HaChiddush, and that's why, even if you don't have it in mind, we would say that is what you need to do. Okay, Maishmar Vishamata is the, you want to do just the next two lines and then we'll stop. Maishmar Vishamata, Amar Abaya, what does the pasuk mean? Shmar Have Toda, Vishamata Have Lachma. Rava Amar, Shmar Have Toda Velachma, Vishamata Shlote Rogil, Laasos Kane. Right? You shouldn't be so rugil in doing, making these, nidarim that are unusual with the language. Okay, we'll have to stop here. It could be that I'm not going to give shiur tomorrow. It might be from the last cycle. So, by the time we will continue.